A Vancouver couple had a nightmare experience in Bali after they drank alcohol that was laced with methanol. 25-year-old Crosby Ray and his fiancée, 24-year-old Amanda Maudsley, traveled to the Indonesian province for a vacation in September. The couple had drinks at a resort with 4.5-star reviews and were trying to be careful about what they consumed. Ray describes himself as an experienced traveler. He says always tries to gather safety advice for the places he's going to. But he'd never heard of anyone experiencing methanol poisoning, particularly in a nice resort. On their second night in Bali on September 28, the couple each ordered a cocktail made with gin. They finished the drinks quickly because they wanted to watch a performance outside of the restaurant area of the resort. The performance lasted about 15 minutes and immediately after it ended I was in the bathroom violently puking, Ray tells Vancouver is awesome. While he was feeling terrible, Ray brushed it off at first. He thought he might have a bad case of what some travelers refer to as Bali belly, an upset stomach that travelers often get, which is caused by consuming foods, spices, and other things that aren't part of their regular diet. After continuing to feel awful, Ray started looking into his condition online. He found a Facebook group entitled, Just Don't Drink Spirits in Bali, that described his symptoms and why he might be feeling them. Methanol poisoning. Horrified, the Canadian traveler contacted the group's administrator, Simon, for more information on how he could prevent his symptoms from worsening. While there are a host of negative reactions to consuming methanol, the most severe are blindness and death, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Simon's advice might sound shocking, but Ray says it likely saved his life and his eyesight. Drink more alcohol. Bali vacation turns into a nightmare for Vancouver couple. The following day, the couple each drank several beers in an effort to stop or delay the progression of the methanol poisoning. Maudsley also had some negative symptoms after she consumed the drink, but they were significantly milder. Still, she says she drank the alcohol out of an abundance of caution because they weren't sure what had made her sick. While most people would suggest visiting a hospital before hitting the bottle, the couple wasn't offered a great deal of help from any of the local medical facilities. I ended up going to the hospital because I was in really rough shape, he explains. The first hospital didn't treat me because they weren't able to test or treat methanol poisoning. Another hospital about an hour away also denied treating Ray for methanol poisoning, he says. While the second hospital provided him with IV fluids, vitamins, and nausea medication, Ray was very worried about his vision. Initially, he felt completely drunk, halfway through consuming the poisoned drink. He felt drunk for roughly 15 hours after he ingested it but gradually started to feel sober, except for his eyesight. Ray describes his eyes feeling sore and having a headache, saying the pain had gotten progressively worse. The Vancouver couple flew to Seattle on Sunday night and drove back home, cutting their vacation short by about 10 days. An ophthalmologist told Ray that his eyes look completely fine but they will perform some follow-up tests. While they are both thankful they figured out what was wrong via the Facebook group, Ray says the experience was terrifying. When I was going from the first hospital to the second one, I thought like, that was it. Like I didn't make it. I was feeling hopeless. I was blacking out in the vehicle, losing consciousness a lot, he describes. And it was to the point where I wrote a goodbye letter on my phone to send people. It was a close call, for sure. While Ray's experience was deeply traumatic, he is far from alone. In fact, instances like his aren't uncommon, with numerous people sharing their experiences of methanol poisoning online. Tragically, many people have died from ingesting tainted alcohol. Methanol poisoning incidents around the world. In a recent story, a 31-year-old Aussie traveler was photographed in a hospital bed with a bottle of Bacardi, attempting to reverse the effects of methanol poisoning. Between February 23 and May 2, 2020, there were a staggering 5,876 hospitalizations and at least 800 deaths as a result of a contaminated alcohol supply, according to National Geographic. Multiple cases have also been reported in Mexico, the Dominican Republic, and even the United States.